We're on Yud Ches, Amud Beis, in the Mishnah. Okay, Noitlin Liadayim. A person washes his hands from a vessel for his hands, L'chulin, for chulin, for mundane food, Ula Maisa, and Maisa Sheni, Ula Truma, and also for Truma. However, L'Kodesh Matbilin, on Kodesh, he has to dip his hands in a mikvah, L'Chatzas, and for Paraduma, Im Nitzmu Yodom, is a higher level. If his hands become Tameh, Nitzmu Gufo, his whole body becomes Tameh, and he would have to go to the mikvah. Next part of the Mishnah. Tovah L'Chulin, if a person went to the mikvah for the sake of Chulin, Hoksav L'Chulin, it works, his pure for Chulin. However, Osa L'Maisa, the mikvah doesn't help for Maisa Sheni. Tovah L'Maisa, if he went to the mikvah for Maisa Sheni, Hoksav L'Maisa, it works for Maisa Sheni. But it's Osa L'Truma. Tovah L'Truma, if he went to the mikvah for Truma, Hoksav L'Truma, it works for Truma. It's Osa L'Kodesh, but it doesn't work for Kodesh. Tovah L'Kodesh, it's Hukhach L'Kodesh, it's going to work for Kodesh, but it's going to be Osa L'Chatas. So, Toval L'Chomon. If he went for the highest level, he went for a Chatas over here, it's a Mutter L'Kal, it's a Mutter for the lower levels. Any higher level is permissible for the lower levels. Toval V'Lohukhzak. If a person went to the mikvah, and he didn't have an intent of purity, Kielo Toval, it's as if he didn't go to the mikvah. New part of the Mishnah. Big Day Amar Oretz. The clothes of Amar Oretz. Of the Monday of the layman midras leprushim would be an avatuma for prushim, for people who eat their mundane food on a level of purity. We're concerned that the amaretz, his wife who was in it, has sat on his clothes, and if the porush, this guy who's the holy guy, touched this clothes, he would become tummy. Big day prushim, the clothes of prushim, which were on a lower level than the people who eat truma, are an av, a midras, an avatuma, a oichli truma, for the people who are on a higher level eat truma. The big day oichli truma, the clothes of the people who eat truma, are a midras, they're tome for the kodesh, for the people who eat kodesh, because the kodesh people are on a higher level. And we're concerned that the people on a lower level aren't as careful as the people on a higher level, so maybe they're tome. Big day kodesh, the people who eat Kodesh, their clothes, the midras, or avatuma, le chatas, the people involved with Paraduma. Yosef ben Yoeza, haya chosid shibakuna, he was a saintly Kohen, and he ate truma, v'haisa mitpachto, and his garment was a midras, an avatuma, le Kodesh, for people who were involved in Kodesh. Yochanan ben Gud Godo, haya chosid, haya oichel al taras a Kodesh. So this Yochanan ben Gud Godo would eat his mundane food on the sanctity of, as if it was Kodesh, Kol Yama of all of his days, nevertheless, Bahaisa, it was his mitzpachtoi, his garment was an avatuma, midras, lechatas, for people involved in the Para Aduma. Okay, we're on the Gemara now, on Yud Ches, Amud Beis, just after the Mishnah. Okay, Chulin or Maisa, mi ba'u netilas yidayim. Do Chulin or Maisa Sheni require netilas yidayim, as said in the Mishnah? We've got a kasha on that. We've got another brisa, a truma, the habikurim. Truma is that is fruits given to the kohen, and bikurim are the first fruits. Chayv and alehem, a person would be obligated upon them. Misa, if he ate them, a non-kohen would eat them. B'mezid would be chayv misa b'dei shemaim, and if he ate them b'shogeg, b'choymesh, he would have to pay back the kohen, the principal, and also add a fifth. V'osel azarim, and it's prohibited for non-kohenim. And the Kohen is actually allowed to buy things with him for even his own purposes. He can marry a woman with him. The bittel of them, you would need 100 of chulin against the truma in order for a non-Kohen to eat it. But to unim, and these truma mikurim require netilas yadayim, you have to wash your hands for them if you would want to eat them. The erev shemesh, and if a person went to the mikvah, it was tome, and then he can't eat the truma and the bikurim until he waited until it was nightfall. Hooray, elo, these halachas of a truma, ubikurim, and also in bikurim, mash ein kein b'maisa, but these do not affect, do not have the stringencies for maisa sheni, b'chol shekein, b'chulin, and all the more so, they don't have the stringencies for b'chulin. So you see over here, it was mentioned in this brisa, that for Truma Bikurim, you need Netilas Yadayim. And it says, and not for Maisa Sheni, and also not Kulin. So, Kasha, Maisa, Amaisa. And there's a contradiction of Maisa, Amaisa, and Kasha, Kulin, Achulin. And we've got Kasha on Kulin, Achulin. So we're on the middle of Yud Ches Amud Beis in the Gemara. Well, eight lines up in the Gemara. So Bishlama Maisa Amaisa. We can understand the contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa and Maisa. Lo Kasha. Ha Rebbe Meir. One, this Braisa over here is Rebbe Meir, that doesn't require Nitzilas Yadayim for Maisa, Sheni. Lo Ha Rabbanan. And this is the Rabbanan in the Mishnah who require Nitzilas Yadayim for Maisa, Sheni. That's now we got a Mishnah. Kol hata'on bias mayim. Any person who require entering into the water, basically means going to the mikvah, midivrei sofrim, from a rabbinic decree, that is not tameh from the Torah, but the rabbi says tameh, he would have to go to the mikvah. What's his status before the mikvah? His matameh as a kodesh. If a person would touch kodesh, he would make it shlishi, and that shlishi could make a revi. A poisel as a truma. He would make the truma posel, that means he would make the truma a shlishi, and then it couldn't tame anything else up. But mutzah v'chulin, this person is allowed to eat chulin. Ulamaisa, and is also allowed to eat maisa sheni. So you see over here, divri Rebbe Meir. So you see over here, Rebbe Meir equates chulin and maisa sheni together, and that you don't have to wash your hands, somebody who's only tame on a rabbinic level. V'chochomim oisrim, v'maisa. Chochomim say the maisa sheni is going to be osa. So you see over here, that basically, so the people who need Nitzilas Yadayim for Maisa Sheni is the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Meir says not. But Ela Chulin Achulin, that hasn't helped us with Chulin Achulin. Kasha, we've still got a contradiction. And a Mishnah that says you need Nitzilas Yadayim, and this Brass says you don't. What's Pshat? So low Kasha. Kan Bechila, the Mishnah is talking about when you eat Chulin, then you have to wash your hands. Kan Benegia, the Brass is talking about when you touch it. If you touch it, you don't have to wash your hands. Problem is, maskif la Rav Shimi bar Ashi, as a kasha, ad kan lo pligi rabbonon alei de Rebbe Meir. That machlokus that we had between the rabbonon and Rebbe Meir, that we basically said that Rebbe Meir is mekel in maisa sheni, yeah, and the rabbonon argue, and it was also spoke about chulin over there, ela ba achila de maisa, that was talking about eating maisa sheni. Aval, ba negia de maisa, if a person will just merely touch Maisa Sheni, of a chila de chulin, and a person would eat chulin, lo pligi. Everyone would agree, yeah, that you do not require Nitzilas Yadayim. So basically, we haven't got any opinion that would require Nitzilas Yadayim for chulin, even if you would eat it. So, Ella, says the Gemara. What's, Aydiva chila. Really, the Mishnah and the Braisa, well, it's a new answer. It's both talking about eating chila. Below Kasha. If there's no kasha over here, kan ba'achila d'nama. If you're eating bread, then you would require until it's your dime, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about, kan ba'achila d'peri. But the Braisa was talking about if a person was eating fruits. So Amar Rav Nachman, it says Rav Nachman, kol anoitel yadav l'peros. Any person who would wash his hands for peros, and say, you're obligated to do this, and he thinks he's on a higher level, harei zeh migas eruach. This guy is a balgaiva. We're talking about fruits that were never got wet. So there's no halachic requirement at all to wash your hands for those. Tana Rabbanan, new point. Tana Rabbanan. Hanotel Yadov. Somebody who washes his hands, Nischaben, he had Kavana. So then, is Yadov Tahoros. His hands are Tahor. Lo Nischaben, if he didn't have intent, Yadov Tameos, his hands are Tome. Bechain, and similarly, Amatzbil Yadov. Somebody who dips his hands in a mikvah, Nischaben, if he had Kavana, Yadov Tahoros, his hands are Tahor. Lo nischaben, if he didn't have kavana, is yadav atameos. Okay, the Tanya we're on Yud Ches Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. V'hatanya, bein nischaben, bein lo nischaben, whether he had intent or he didn't have intent, yadav tahoros. So, we've got a contradiction in between brises over here. One brise says you need intent when you're washing your hands for it to work, and one brise says you do not. So, Amar Rav Nachman, lo kasha, there's no kasha. Kan l'chulin. That you don't need intent when purifying your hands is talking about kulin and kan lemaisa. Another one that requires intent is for maisa sheni. Min ha-teima, says Rav Nachman, where do you say the chulin lo bao kavana? Where's the proof that we say that chulin do not require kavana in order to become purified? Zitanam, we've got a Mishnah. a gal, shinitlash, that came uprooted from the sea. It was flying in the air, a boat orbiting the sa'a, and it's contained in this wave, 40 sa'a of water, but not all Allah Adam. And it fell upon a person, but alakalim and upon vessels. So how they are tahar. And that's the end of the Mishnah. It says like this, Katani Adam, it taught Adam, Dunya the Kalim, similar to vessels. Ma Kalim, just as Kalim, vessels, the Lomi Chavni, they don't have intent whilst going to the mikvah. So Af Adam, so to a person, the Lomi Chavni, he didn't have intent. So we see over here that the person, even though he didn't have intent, he becomes pure. And so this is talking about Chulin. Pushes off the Gemara, I mean, my, perhaps not. Perhaps this person is sitting down waiting for the wave. Amasai, Yitlash, when will it become uprooted? Hagal, Askinan. And there is Kavana. And you go the other way around. Bechelim, Dumyuda Adam. We compare Kalim to a person. Ma Adam, just as a person. Deba Kavana, that he has intent. Af Kalim, so too. Kalim, Demechavin Lahu, that this person is having Kavana for them. He's voting to them. Bechitema, if you ask and ask a question. The Yoshev and Metzapa, when the person is basically having intent to go to the mikvah, my lemema, what's the chiddush? Obviously, if the person goes to the mikvah with intent, it is pure. So, Salkadar Techamina, you may have thought to say, Ligzor, you may say, in this case, he's not Tahor, why? Because maybe it's a gzeira, he might say, Dilma, I see, perhaps the person will come and make a mistake, the mitzvah b'chardalis, to richly dip in a chardalis shel geshomim. That means like a stream of rainwater coming down a hill, which as soon as it's moving, yeah, rainwater can only purify when it's stationary. So you may think, if you can purify in a moving wave, so also you can purify yourself in moving rainwater coming from the hill. You may make a gzera, kvashel, and you don't. Inami, there's another potential problem that you may make a gzera. Inami, nigzor, Russian atu keeping. You may make a gzera of the heads of the waves, which have already hit the ground, on account of the keeping the crest of the wave, which is in the air, which does not purify. Kamash Milan, Delo Gazrina. We don't make the Gezerah. And we're going to explain this. And Mina Tamra, and how do you know, Delo Matzbilinim, that you're not allowed to toivel the keeping in the crest of a wave, in the dome of the wave? The Tanya, we've got a Brisa. So Matzbilin, you can be toivel Baroshin. And the heads of the waves, once they hit the ground, they are grounded, so they can, you can be toivel in them. The ain matzvil in the keeping, but you cannot toivel in the dome of the wave. The fi why? She ain matzvil in the ovia, because that's the din. There's no toiveling in ovia. It just doesn't work. That's the tevila, you have to be grounded. So you may come to think of gezeira, this wave that became uprooted over here that you can't, maybe you're going to say is tomei. And it's not going to work because you make a gzeira of the aforementioned things. Kamash Malam not. We can't bring a rai from there. So we don't have a proof that where you don't need kavana for chulin. So we're going to try again. Elamiha, let's bring a proof from this. The tanam. Peiros. There are some, fruits. Shinoflu, lasuch, amasamayim. That they fell into amasamayim. So a water channel. The poshat. He extended nisha yodov tameos. Somebody who had tame hands to grab them. Venotlon. And he took them. So, as soon as he put his hand into a channel of water, yadav tahoros, his hands are tahor. And basically, that's our proof over here. He put his hands into water and his hands become pure. And peiros, ein b'chayuton, and just with regards to the peiros, for whatever reason, those are not ready to accept tumor if someone else, Tommy, would touch them later. Because over here, there was no concern about the water. Only when water went are intent on fruits, then they become prepared to receive tumor. But im, now, is a similar scenario, but im bishvil shiuducho yodov, if the person, when he put his hands into the water to retrieve the fruits, yeah, wanted to wash his hands, it was at the same time, yodov tohoro, so his hands are still tohoro, because he put them in a channel of water. But peiro is b'chei yutan. And over here, the payers would be in B'chiyutan, and that means if somebody later on would touch them with Tommy hands, it would Tommy it up. But anyway, we see from that if a person puts his hands into a channel of water, even if he didn't have intent to purify them, his hands are tahor. So you see, you do not need intent B'chulin. That's Rav Nachman. So now, Isvei, Azakasha, Rabbi Rav Nachman. Atoivel lechulin. Somebody who dips for chulin, this is our Mishnah, is huchzak lechulin, is tar for chulin, and is also lemaisa, and is also to eat maisa sheni. So says Rabbah, says huchzak, the Mishnah says, if he's huchzak, if he had kavona, he gets, it works for him. In, lehuchzak lo, but if he didn't have kavona, not. It's a meforish Mishnah. You see, if he didn't have kavona, it doesn't work. No, so Rav Nachman pushes off. No, so how can he get amma? Afo pisha huchzak, even though if he had kavona to purify himself for chulin, lechulin, also lemaisa, he's still going to be also for maisa sheni. Not the required to have kavona, but even if he did have kavona, it wouldn't help for maisa sheni. Another kasha from Rabbah, isvei tovol from the Mishnah as well, tovol v'lo huchzak. He went to the mikvah, and he was not huchzak. He didn't have any intent. Ki'ilu lo tovol, is as if he didn't go to the mikvah. So you see over here, my lab, ki'ilu lo tovol, cloud, isn't that to say that is as if he did not dip in the mikvah at all, because and he lacked intent, so it doesn't work. So you see, you do need kavona. No, he pushes off Rav Nachman. Lo, ki'ilu lo tovol lemaisa. When it says it doesn't work, it means it doesn't work for maisa sheni. About tovol lechulin, but it does work for chulin. Now, whosoever, Rabbah thought it was being dachi ka madchile, that Rav Nachman was pushing him off, right? Dachi ka madchile. He didn't like these answers. He thought it was a bit forced. Nofak dak, Rabbah went out and he checked, investigated, but Ashkach, and he found that Tanya, there's an actual braisa that says the following. Tovol, if he went to the mikvah, v'lo huchzak, and he didn't have intent, is also the maisa sheni, and his mutter lechulin. Nevertheless, so you see, Rav Nachman was right that if even if you don't have kavana, you're going to be mutter for chulin. Now let's stop there.